True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who the naughty kids are. You know the kids in your class that
would
get in school detention. The ones that were always acting up in class. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And when it comes to the two of us, let me tell you, it was Radar. We already know that when he was at Hartford Union High School, you had in-school suspension for taking a go-kart down the hall.
Yep.
Did a couple donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And did you think you weren't going to get caught?
And then a couple weeks later, it was like in May, and we were seniors, and we just wanted to get out of school. We didn't want to be in school, so we just walked out thinking nobody saw us. There weren't cameras back then, but somebody saw us. We got busted and had to do another in-house suspension. So we had to go to school the next day and sit in a classroom, couldn't sleep, had to do all that stuff. And I was the shy one. My mom would say, "You're the shy one. What is going on with you?" I'm like, "I'm getting sick of school, Ma."
Well, and he also was the one that was really grumpy when it was indoor recess and not outdoor recess. Because yesterday it was recess radio. We were talking to you about all the recess games that we love to play as kids with it being back to school.
Then
some of you started sending in messages to the Siding Unlimited text line about games that you used to play when you had to be indoors. And oh, did that open up a can of worms here between Radar and I. Do you guys remember this game? 7-Up?
Yeah. Heads down, thumbs up, let's play 7-Up.
This game... When we saw this come through the text line, all Radar said to me, and I made him stop. I said, save it for the air, man. He was like, "Oh, that game? Yeah. My sister taught me how to cheat.
How to win. Not cheat, but how to win.
Cheat." Because the game 7-Up, if I'm remembering it correctly, mm-hmm. It's where you'd have one person at the front of the classroom.
And they couldn't look. Right. Oh, no, they were watching you.
They were watching. So everyone puts their heads down
in your
face into your arm,
the angle of your forearm and elbow, correct?
And then you'd stick one hand out and your thumb would, if someone said thumbs up.
Yeah, you put your thumbs up, so everybody's like looking into their arm, they can't see, and they got their thumb up, and then that person who was at the beginning or the front of the class would come around and push a thumb down and you'd have to guess. Actually, it was more, it was like a group, maybe like three or four of them, and you'd have to guess who put your thumb down once they said, "Okay, heads up, here we go."
It's kind of like duck, duck, goose.
Kind of.
But thumbs up. How did you cheat at that game?
I could never win. I could never figure it out. And then my sister Brenda said, "Dude, all you do is when you have your head down into your arm, you slide your body back a little bit because you'd sit in your desk or at a table."
Okay.
You slide... your body back a little bit. You put your forehead more on your arm.
Wait, I'm doing this right now. Okay, wait, let me move the microphone. Okay, my head's down. I'm backing up.
All right, so back up a little bit. Put your forehead down on your forearm. And then as you slide back, you're able to look down at the floor.
Feet.
And you can see their shoes. And then then here's me. I'm going, I stand up and I go, "Okay, I think it was..."
Oh, you played dumb.
Let's see who's got those shoes I just saw. who's got those shoes? David Tillman. David, it's you. I got it. And I'd win. I'd win all the time. And then people started getting clever, though. They'd come behind me and like tiptoe over my head and put my thumb down. And I'd go, "Who just touched
me. I don't see your feet.
And you're trying to tell me indoor recess wasn't fun?
Well, I had to make it fun because that was so boring. It was like, oh, was it Julie? No. Oh, was it Amy? No. Well, I don't know. This game is dumb. I can never guess the right people.
Or you'd play hangman for indoor recess.
Sure.
Now, the reason why we didn't like indoor recess is because the boy crazy girl that I was, the boys that I liked were always in different classes. And my only time to see them was at recess. So the second was indoor recess, I couldn't see the grade above me because it was always the older boys. And that was a bummer. But we've got Uber driver Donna on the show. You said you loved when it was indoor recess?
Donna, you can only play so much heads down, thumbs up.
Hangman.
Thumbs seven up is seven kids in the front of the class.
Wait. What'd you say? Seven kids in the front of the class?
Well, if you have that many, you can
it
do that, sure.
Seven up, it was seven kids.
Okay.
That's the way you play.
Right, but
that's
if you had three it. Straight rainy days, seven up after a day and a half is like, okay, this is boring.
So why did you like indoor recess?
Because our teachers used to let us take and go play on the chalkboard. And the other thing was, if it was a lunch recess, you got to have recess in the lunchroom on the stage.
On the stage?
You messed around on the stage.
So you were able to play on the back of the stage because our lunchroom was separated. We had the lower level and then the stage area for upper kids. So
You
were able to go on the back of the stage and go play around up there and have fun. So.
Okay, what school did you go to? Was it in the area?
Yeah, it was on the northwest side of town.
Okay. Cool stage.
Well, the best part, we all can agree, is when they wheeled in the giant television. When they would wheel in the giant TV, you knew you were watching movies. And the funny thing is now with friends that are teachers and friends that are principals, you know how many of my friends are like, just so you guys know, when they rolled that in, your teacher was either exhausted or hungover. Yeah. That's why the TV rolled in.
Plenty of stuff to do then.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.